Giannis last night, a huge night. James Harden, great, but Giannis maybe even better. We'll talk about last night's 116-109 win over the Rockets. Right now with you guys and with our friend Gary Wolfel, who joins us, wolfelspressbox.com on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, guten Morgen, meine Freunde.
I like that. Hey, before we get started, you guys want to all chip in and buy Shaq's shack in Orlando?
I did not see this. What's going on?
Shaq's house?
He's putting up his Shaq house for sale. And I figured you and I, if the three of us went in together, we might have a chance. I mean, it's only $22 million.
We might be able to buy a blade of grass. That might be it. Maybe a blade of grass.
Where do you go from a $22 million house? I mean, what's the next step?
You know, why would you even want to own a 22? Like, these guys own houses with 15 bedrooms, and you maybe are living there with your wife. Why would you need 15 bedrooms?
Well, this one only has 12, so I guess that's Nick. But,
I mean, I guess, you know, variety is the spice of life. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe the bedroom isn't doing it for you. Maybe you got to just get a new location.
You have one for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day of the week, and then some to spare.
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm going.
Unreal. All right, let's talk about last night's game. I think both MVP candidates in their own way had great games last night. James Harden for Houston hit the 42. And, of course, our guy Giannis, 28 and 21. But I think at the end of the day, Giannis led his team to the win. And the Bucks once again put another stamp of approval on being one of the best teams in the NBA.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. They played a Western Conference team, and anytime you beat a Western Conference team, you know, it's definitely a positive. Obviously, Giannis is one of the candidates for the MVP. I'm not going to be a Bart Winkler and phone in my ballot yet. We're not even at the halfway point. But
you can wait a week and do it. I'll give you a week. You know, sometimes it's hard to get to the post office. I get it. That's fine.
Okay. But, I think this year's MVP race is going to be very, very fascinating. I think there's legitimately 5-6 guys that could be in the mix. And, you know, you look at Denver and everybody goes, oh, Denver, nobody cares about Denver, blah, blah, blah. But they're in first place in the Western Conference, which we've talked about before, is by far the best conference. And if they don't have Jokic, they're not in first place. I mean, that guy is having an amazing season. And if you look purely at numbers, you're going to say, well, you shouldn't even be in the conversation. But I definitely hate to disagree.
There's definitely, as we talked to Gary Wolfel, there's definitely other candidates for the MVP that would be deserving if they win the award. If James Harden won it, okay. If Kawhi Leonard wins it, sure. Jokic, that's a good example. I get it. I just think that Giannis is the guy that has had the biggest impact on his team, what this Bucks team might look like, even though their depth is part of the reason I do like them to make a long postseason run. It kind of all centers around Giannis. I mean, he had 21 rebounds last night, and I thought he had 8. I don't know how he does it. He's just phenomenal in that way. My fear with this race is that, like a lot of MVP races, the conversation gets boring. So where it should be, to me, Giannis the entire time, start to finish, like in the NFL, it was clearly Mahomes the entire year, and it should be. But that gets boring to say that week in and week out. So let's do a Breeze thing, or let's do a Rivers thing. Guys that are having phenomenal years, it's just they're not having the years and the impact that Mahomes is. So that's what I worry. So my question, Gary, is if Giannis continues on the pace that he is, will that assure him the MVP in your eyes? Because I don't think, unless he falters, that anybody else can do anything to steal it from him. It's got to be, if he loses the MVP, I want it to be because he lost it and not they just felt like conversating about someone else.
So you're saying you believe, and I respect your opinion, that he's having a much better year than James Harden, or do you think this is a close race?
I think start to finish, Giannis led at the start and should lead to the end. I think that Harden's having a great year, and when the MVP chatter came for Harden, what did he do? He stepped up. He had a great game against the Warriors. I mean, he's making big shots.
Did you see that shot against the Warriors?
Unbelievable. He is so good.
One of the greatest clutch shots I've ever seen in a regular season game.
Yeah, Harden is so good. And the step-back threes yesterday, he shot them back into the game. But when you look at start to finish, I think Giannis has the better body of work. I think Giannis does more things. And look, that's why I thought last night's game was so important, because Giannis went to Houston, put up 27 and 21, was dominant the entire game. Harden sure had 42 and let his team crawl back in, but in those final 2 minutes, Giannis put the Rockets away, and Harden missed three big shots to tie or come within one. So I think if you're going to look at the MVP race, you take those 2 minutes come May, and that's where you make your decision.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be really tough. Now, in defense of, and we could talk for hours on this, but did you see who his supporting cast was last night? Now raise your hand.
Yeah, your boy Brandon Knight was back.
Yeah, no, we said the Bucks still got a better supporting cast. There's no doubt about that.
It's not even close.
No, I know.
Okay, raise your hand if you can tell me where Daniel House went to college.
Who?
Yeah.
I couldn't. I couldn't hear.
Daniel House. I could tell you he was in Warriors camp. I could tell you that.
I mean, this guy started last night. You know, Austin Rivers. God bless him. He's a nice player, but is he an NBA starter? Probably not.
Yeah.
And you look at Gerald Green. On most teams, he'd probably be the eighth or ninth man. Who am I missing here? Oh, Tucker. Solid player. Nothing special.
Brandon Knight had 7 minutes.
I mean, guys, James Harden was basically playing 1-on-5.
Yeah.
Really. You know, who else does he have? With Chris Paul out and with Eric Gordon out.
I'll give him Capella, although I'm looking at the box score, 4 of 16 last night. 13 boards. I'll give him Capella without Paul. Capella's very good. But, yeah, the team around Harden's a lot worse, and that's maybe where some of the people will try to lean towards giving Harden the MVP. But if you give Harden the MVP, you're just finding excuses not to give it to Giannis, who it should be.
I think they're both legit. And I'll tell you two other guys that I would throw into the mix. I mean, again, we could go on for hours about this. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, there isn't any doubt in my mind he is the best all-around player in the game. And we saw that when they played the Bucks, you know, just recently.
Yeah.
That guy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you talk about Embiid. Embiid's numbers are every bit as good as Giannis's. And they have two fewer wins. So what if Philadelphia ends up winning the East and the Bucks finish like third or fourth? Then what do you do?
Yeah. No, I hear. I think the MVP is yet to be determined, although I think right now it should be Giannis. I don't like watching James Harden. There's probably a superstar I like watching least. Don't like watching least than James Harden, because it's four guys watching one guy operate, and that's not an MVP.
Did you see in the last 3-4 minutes though? Every time he threw the ball to somebody, they threw it back to him.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Brogdon, God bless him, man. He's working his ass trying to guard him. And then one time he got switched up. Middleton was on him, and I like Middleton's length better on Harden, so I was actually good with that. But
Hey, Chuck, speaking of Brogdon, today's trivia question. When is the last time he missed a free throw?
Oh, I don't even know. When would that be?
In I'm going to say,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know.
2 weeks ago.
In the middle of November.
Really? Okay.
He's missed one free throw this year. He's 77 out of 78.
Yeah.
He's playing about as well as anybody in this association right now.
Yeah, I mean, just solid. Great. Just a solid guy. Not a superstar, but just a solid guy. Just a solid player.
All right, I'll concede. If Giannis doesn't get the MVP, it should be the president.
Donald Trump?
No! Malcolm Brogdon!
Okay. Well, no, this is going to be fun. I mean, Bucks played 40 games. 42 to go, so it's going to be very, very fascinating to see how this unfolds down the stretch.
You know, one thing, Giannis, I mean, his tip-ins and his work around the basket, his pass that he made, I forgot who the backdoor pass was to last night. He was on the block, and he made a post pass for a guy cutting for the baseline, and it was terrific. Final 2 minutes of the game, and it was a big, big basket. Giannis doing those things. See, I don't see that out of James Harden.
No, I agree. I mean, his forte is the scoring, and there's probably nobody better in the league at scoring than James Harden. By the way, did you see D'Antoni's comment between the third and fourth quarter? You know, when the Rockets were down, what was it, 9 at the break or whatever it was? And they interviewed him, and he was asked about coming back, and he goes, we have James Harden. We have a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, just real smugly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one thing Harden does, and I like D'Antoni, but one thing Harden does that...
You do or don't?
What's that? Oh, I do. I like D'Antoni. I've enjoyed always dealing with him, no matter what team he's been on or coaching.
Absolutely.
One thing that Harden does that Giannis still has not done, I mean, you know, Harden makes free throws. Giannis split his free throws last night down the stretch. But I want to see, I mean, that's something that Giannis has got to get by. Because if he's going to take the ball to the rack, which he does, he's going to get a lot of free throw shots, and he's got to be able to make those on a high percentage.
Yeah, well, not only that, I was watching post games with Paul Pierce, and Pierce brought up what I've been saying now for the last 2 years. He's got to develop a mid-range shot, you know, 15 to 18 feet. I mean, if he can just do that, I mean, he's going to take his game to another level. So we shall see.
Gary, appreciate it. I believe you're on the big show. 448 is what the promo keeps telling me. We'll tune in for that, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gary.
And I'll have my ballot ready to go for you, Bart.
Thank you, Gary. I don't ask for much.
No, you don't. Have a good one,
Gary Wolfel.